I think that the tough thing going on right now is that people feel too often, especially women, that they have to make choices between a great life or a great career. And I don't think you should have to make that choice. It's a great loss of talent for women to feel that they, or anyone, men too, to feel they have to choose. But you have to kind of own your own career and make those decisions.
These speeches that you give, that I'm sure you're paid very well to do, are they given to women groups, men groups, within companies, leadership?
Well, I think I can say some of my clients are really is confidential.
Right,
but I can say that one of the companies, I'm going to be speaking to Blue Cross Blue Shield Michigan's Management Association. And that's a great company going through, facing tremendous times of change
sure.
in their industry. And, of course, a lot of their workforce is women, but not all of their workforce is women.
And what will you talk about? What's your subject matter there?
They want me to talk about change and leadership skills and change and risk and you know, getting out of your comfort zone and stretching when you reach those defining moments.
Tell us a little bit about that. There's a lot of young people and people, women and men, sitting out there that are afraid of change, that don't want to take a risk, that would like to do something and say, well, that's great for her. But you had no silver spoon in your mouth. You had to work for everything you did.
Change is very, very hard, and I believe that the more you do it, it's almost like exercising a muscle, that the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it. But it doesn't mean it's easy. I mean, there were times as I went through changes, I thought I was going to be working at 7-Eleven, believe me. And but you have to sort of do it courageously and know that for jumping into deeper water, you always grow. You always get better. And it is scary. And to acknowledge that change is scary, but it's a great thing. And maybe I can mention that, you know, when I was knocking on locker room doors, I was a troublemaker. But today I'm being honored, you know,
going into the Michigan
Journalism Hall of Fame 30 years later. You know, sometimes when you're going through change, it's painful at the time and you get criticized.
Absolutely.
For being a change agent.